Hey there, sister. Welcome to Girl Out of Order, a podcast for women like me taking actual steps to more fully embrace their unique selves and stop trying to fit into someone else's mold. I'm your girl, Christine, and I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur, lawyer, and mama to my very own girl gang. I am fired up to help women transform what seems broken into the fuel they need to become the champions of their own damn lives. On Girl Out of Order, you'll find a community without comparison, a place where you can come as you are, but leave changed and inspired to never again deny a single part of your beautiful self in a quest to fit in. So if you're tired of feeling like you're too much and yet never enough, Girl Out of Order is your home. When you start believing that not fitting in is the perfect fit, contentment, vision, and joy will surely follow. So girls, if you're ready to do the brave work, come on in and let's get started. Welcome back to Girl Out of Order. I'm so glad that you hopped in here for what I am calling afterthoughts and applications, because we drop a lot of really cool truths on Girl Out of Order. And sometimes we just drop them out into the universe, but then they sit and sometimes they dissipate. I know that that's true for me. So I would imagine I am not alone in that. And this last episode about stopping our shape-shifting now has really struck a chord with me and so many listeners. And I wanted to follow up with my first ever afterthoughts and applications. Because if we just drop truths and go, yes, girl, that sounds great, but we never really actually do anything with the truths that we are taking in, then they aren't going to have their desired effects. Because the mission of Girl Out of Order is, it was born of a fierce desire to inspire and equip women to, now here's the action, more fully embrace their unique selves and stop trying to fit into somebody else's mold. That requires action. That requires application of the truths that we have on this podcast. So what we want to do is we want to tackle how we apply the truths of stopping shape-shifting now, right? So we want to unlock unlimited potential in ourselves and in others. And to do that, let's dive in and just do a few quick reminders of what we learned in our last episode and how we can apply it. Because I've had some afterthoughts since this episode dropped. I've been thinking a lot about ways that I still, after all these years, struggle not to contort or shave down or make smaller the things about myself that maybe others find objectionable, or even I might not be 100% comfortable with, and then I change them. Even though I know in my heart of hearts, they shouldn't be changed, they mustn't be changed. In order for me to fully live into my true potential, I cannot change them for other people. And so my afterthoughts were, wow, like, God gives me these podcast inspirations because most of the time it's exactly what I needed to hear. So sisters, I'm going to remind you to ask yourselves, are you taking up less space in the world than you know you truly should be taking up? Can you relate to that? If so, maybe you are a shapeshifter and hopefully we've made some progress, but if we haven't, here's your reminder, here's your check-in, here's your follow-up. Sisters, stop shaving yourself down and contorting your beautiful self in the quest to fit in. When we talked in the last episode, we said there's three really important things that you should be doing to break this disempowering habit of shape shifting, of changing yourself to make others more comfortable. First and foremost, be viciously honest about how you shape shift in every single area of your life. Here's my application. I'm checking in. Have you asked yourself that hard question? Have you said, hey, in the area of our home, what ways am I making myself smaller or different than I know I should be because I'm trying to fit into some mold that I was never designed to fit? And if you recall, when I was a young wife and mother, I was trying to fit the mold of all of these incredible women that I was a part of a family with in my church. And I just never quite fit the way that I wanted to run my home, the way that our marriage would best serve both Sean and me, and the kind of parent that I wanted to be. In fact, I felt so entrapped and closed in, and frankly felt like a failure. And so when I was trying to be the kind of mom that other women maybe were designed to be, guess what happened? I lost sight of myself. I forgot who I was. In fact, I was on a quest to figure out who I was as a mom, as a young mom, but I was spending so much time looking around that I forgot to look within. Sisters, listen here. We have so much inner wisdom about who we are, and the quicker and more often we listen to that still small voice inside us, the sooner we are going to be living into our true identities. And isn't that the essence of a fulfilling life? Is to be living congruently with who you truly are at your core. When everything is stripped away, be viciously honest. Are you shape-shifting in certain areas of your life? Here's a really hard one, and this just came to me. And I know this might be triggering from some people, but I just want to go there. Because we're real on Girl Out of Order. Are you shape-shifting in the bedroom? Are you shape-shifting in your sexuality? Are you trying to be something that you saw somewhere or something that your partner says you should be, do, think, feel, experience? Or are you listening to your true, authentic desires? When I say be viciously honest about every area of your life, I am not joking. Every area of your life, because my heart's passion for you and for myself and my daughters and my friends and my family is to be fully congruent with who you are and live that out on a daily basis, because that's where true peace, true fulfillment, true passion, and true impact is going to come from. Number two, evaluate what you're putting in your brain, heart, and your ears. Have you taken the time to ask yourself if there are influences that you are bringing into your body, mind, spirit, soul that are not serving you, that are leading you to contort your gorgeous self, to shave down some of the parts of yourself that if you were truly honest, would be bigger, bolder, braver, stronger, softer, more congruent? Get rid of these things, okay? You can't get rid of them until you understand what they are. For me, it's a lot of negative input. It's a lot of outrage. It's a lot of news. It's social media that I am consuming, not for the purposes of inspiration. Although I tell myself that when I'm viciously honest, I see that the result of that, of too much consumption of negativity or comparison, takes me to a dark negative place, and it does not lead me to being more fully alive in who I am as a woman, how I was designed to be, show up, and serve. Number three, this is where it got hard. Ask yourself what or who needs to go. Evaluate your friendships. Have you done that? Have you evaluated friendships? Have you evaluated colleagues at work? Have you evaluated the people that you spend time with? Those are some applications of our message. And if you haven't done those things, I invite you to be radically honest with yourself. I invite you to ask the hard questions, because you never want to stop growing. If you're not growing, you're dying. In this life, we should always be seeking to grow. And when we grow and we start living into our true purpose and stop making ourselves smaller or lesser than we should be, then we will find even more fulfillment. And then we will be more motivated and equipped to give back and contribute, because those are the highest values in this life. So, real hard truths. Have you done the self-reflection? If you've done the self-reflection, then I want you to invite you to move on to self-acceptance. Do whatever it takes to lean into who and how you were designed. Because God didn't make a mistake with you, sister. He didn't make you too bold, too brash, too soft, too small, too quiet, too smart, too not so smart, too this, that, and the other. No. God made you perfectly as you're supposed to be. Does that mean we shouldn't be growing and changing and enhancing? No, that's not what I'm saying. But learning how to accept your beautiful self is one of the highest values in this life. And that's what I want for you, to stop shape-shifting because of other people's expectations for you. Have you set boundaries when you're starting to look at what you're putting in your life and who you're allowing in your life? I am inviting you. It's essential to say no to certain situations or people that require you to compromise your values. Remember, we talked about that? People will violate their most closely held values to meet their needs. If you are looking outside yourself to meet your needs, you're going to violate your values. Look inside yourself, because as one of my mantras, I have everything that I need within me now. And so do you, sister. Everything that you need to be most fully alive, most fully yourself, is within you now. Set boundaries. Keep people, things, and influences out of you that are not serving you and are leading you to shift your gorgeous shape and contort your beautiful self. And then you want to identify supportive relationships. So that's the positive side of that, right? So if there's some things that need to go, those are hard decisions. But on the flip side of that, go out and enhance and reignite and engage in those supportive relationships. Find people that are going where you're going, in organizations that are like embodying values that you know you want to live more fully into. And that dovetails with finding like-minded communities. Those go together. And then you want to practice self-care. Spend some time alone with your beautiful self, because she's incredible. She is strong. She is elegant. She is limitless. She is energetic. She is funny. She is filled with incredible potential. And then challenge some social norms. Yeah. Challenge some social norms. And that's especially true for me when I was trying to evaluate what it was like to be a mom and a wife. Like, I had to challenge some norms that other people said, this is how it's supposed to be. And I believed that to my detriment and to the detriment of my children. And I want to be clear, that doesn't mean we stand in judgment of other women who make other choices for themselves and their lives and their families. At Girl Out of Order, we are all about building bridges among all women, which means we respect each other's choices. I'm talking about your choices for yourself, your life, your family, your career, whatever area of your life you are particularly focusing in on right now, and deciding whether or not you are living congruently or whether you are living like a shapeshifter and doing damage to yourself and your loved ones. Okay. Sometimes that means we challenge societal norms for what women should or shouldn't be. That's scary at times, but I am inviting you to ask yourself these questions and then make changes accordingly. And then here's just another little application. As you're starting to do some of this self-evaluation, you might be stirring up the proverbial river bottom. I love word pictures. I love metaphors. And sometimes the river, when you look out at a river and it just seems so clear, but then if you step one foot in that river, what happens sometimes? All of a sudden, everything that's on the bottom that is settled down, it all comes stirring up and it starts flowing. And then all of a sudden, it's not such a clear river anymore. Recognize that you might be stirring up your own river bottom as you do this self-evaluation and self-reflection. So I invite you to consider getting a counselor or getting a therapist or some kind of group that you could become part of, so that you can have a place where you can sort out these emotions and make sure that when you're doing this vicious honesty with yourself, you have a place to process in a healthy way and come up with coping skills as you maybe are doing some different kind of shifting back into more congruence with yourself. And lastly, I truly believe that when we are growing, it is imperative that we surround ourselves with role models, people that we admire, that have gone, walked through the fire, that have gone through the struggles and have risen above, have gone further, and are perhaps exactly where or similar to where we want to be. Share stories of women who have embraced their authentic selves and have achieved success while staying true to who they are. Just make sure that you use these women as inspiration and encouragement, never, never, never as comparison. I've struggled with that. And so I invite you to be inspired, but I caution you against feeling that you have to compare to those women. Use those stories and those role models as a reminder of what's possible for you when you do the brave work. I really appreciate you joining me for just this quick little podcast called Afterthoughts and Applications. I don't want to be just a speaker of certain truths. I want to be an encourager and a support of you as you do the brave work to fully embrace your amazing self. Sister, you were designed just how you were supposed to be, and you are right where you need to be with everything that you need inside of you now. I invite you to do the brave work of living into congruence, of living into who you truly are at your core when everything, everyone, and every influence is stripped away. Who are you, my beautiful sister? I cannot wait to hear and find out and get to know beautiful, beautiful, not shape-shifted you. So please reach out and let me know your story, because I am a story gatherer and I get encouragement from it as well. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me for the first ever Afterthoughts and Applications. We're going to be doing these short little in-between podcasts to make sure that whatever truths we're learning about, whatever challenges come out in the episodes, you get some practical tools and tips so you can go out and apply them to your life, not just be hearers of these words, but be doers of them as well. Please also do me a favor and share this podcast wherever you can. Let's spread this message far and wide. Please go on, give me a review on Spotify or Amazon or Apple Podcasts, because that's the way we're going to get our message out. And lastly, I am asking you to join our Girl Out of Order Facebook community. It is lighting up. We have hundreds of women in there, and we are really starting to get some momentum and some energy. And we want you, no matter where you are in the world, we want you as part of our community. And I cannot wait to hear all about your no longer shape-shifting stories. And I will see you next time.